In an ecological triumph, Glen Affric in Scotland has welcomed its first wild-born beavers in over 400 years, a milestone in wildlife conservation. Following the strategic release of beaver families last year by the charity Trees for Life, in partnership with Forestry and Land Scotland, the appearance of these kits marks a significant step forward in rewilding efforts within the region. The sighting of at least two newborn beavers at Loch Bainne M. Headhoyne highlights the success of measured conservation strategies in fostering the return of these invaluable ecosystem engineers to their native habitats. The presence of these kits is particularly noteworthy given the 2009 reintroduction of beavers to Scotland after centuries of absence. This success story is attributed to carefully orchestrated plans designed to facilitate not only the survival of released beavers, but also their reproduction and assimilation into the local ecosystem. Dr. Royzen Campbell-Palmer, leading restoration efforts at the Beaver Trust, underlined the significance of rigorous planning and management in achieving these results. The successful integration of beavers demonstrates how educated interventions can aid in ecological restoration. Beavers play an instrumental role in biodiversity, offering vast benefits such as enhanced water quality and increased opportunities for diverse plant and animal life. By creating dams and wetlands, they help to moderate water flow, reduce erosion, and create habitats crucial for numerous other species. The rewilding of Glen Affric through strategic translocations under Scotland's National Beaver Strategy serves as a study in balancing human influence with natural processes to revitalize native wildlife populations responsibly. Moreover, this achievement illustrates the dedication of involved parties in formulating and executing conservation projects that prioritize ecological integrity. The successful propagation of wild-born beavers not only rejuvenates the Scottish Highlands' biodiversity, but also bolsters community engagement and awareness of conservation issues. Such outcomes encourage wide-scale backing for continued efforts to preserve and restore ecosystems throughout the nation. Ultimately, the reintroduction and subsequent thriving of beaver populations in Glen Affric serve as a beacon of hope in conservation circles. These developments validate collaborative, well-planned efforts to restore nature's balance, and demonstrate how effectively managed wildlife reintroductions can spur ecological health and resilience across regions. This historic milestone underscores the crucial role of dedicated conservation initiatives in reversing biodiversity loss and promoting sustainable coexistence between humans and wildlife.